This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 301. What did you watch this week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good. Except I just realized that I didn't watch Resident Alien this week.
That makes two of us.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's funny that you say that. Like, I didn't even think of that until literally just now.
Maybe there wasn't one on, but there probably was.
I'm pretty sure there was. My week was a little screwed up between work and then life.
Mine was as well. I ended up working late a number of days this week. And life. Plus, we recorded Tuesday last week, so that automatically puts us a day behind.
Yep. And I went away Saturday night, and so that kind of like limited, cut another day out of my viewing. But there wasn't a lot of shows for us to watch this week, anyways.
No, we finished up two of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So we should have finished up Cobra Kai and Peacemaker. I didn't watch any more Murderville.
Did you watch any more Reacher?
No, I didn't get that. Okay.
I did not watch a third episode of The After Party.
Okay, we watched the most recent one of that. And I did pick up a new show. But other than that, it was just Peacemaker, Cobra Kai, and that was pretty much it.
Peacemaker, Cobra Kai, and then for me, I did watch a ton of movies.
I watched three movies. And like I said, I got a new show.
Five, six, seven. I watched eight movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, seven. Seven movies. Seven.
I will throw it out there right now. The new show that I watched was the new one on Apple TV called Severance. I watched the first episode of that. I'm hooked. I'm absolutely hooked. It's bizarre. They kind of explain it in the first episode, but essentially these people work for this company and they voluntarily have a procedure done so that when they ride the elevator down to their floor, like as they're riding down.
Yes, I remember this. Yes.
So essentially their memories are compartmentalized in their head. So as people explain it, it's almost like they're two separate people. So their work persona never remembers anything outside of the office. Like all they remember is being in the office, because as soon as they ride the elevator up, it flips over and it goes to their personal. And then when they ride the elevator down, it goes back to their work one. And it's a bizarrely done out show so far. It's you got to watch it. You got to check out at least the first episode to see if it's for you or not. It's one of those where it's supposed to be present day, but like everything, like the computers that they're using still have disk drives and they look like they're out of the 70s. It's very bizarre. You really got to check it out. I'm fucking hooked. I want more. There's two episodes out right now. New ones come out every Friday. I believe there's nine in the whole season. But so far I've seen Adam Scott, Patricia Arquette, and John Turturro, as well as there's an actress who played the sister on Man Seeking Woman. And I know from looking at IMDb that Christopher Walken is in here as well. So, and it's directed by Ben Stiller. Definitely check it out.
Okay. Sounds good. I probably will. I had read or seen a trailer about it and found it interesting.
Yep.
I just kind of forgot about it.
I think it's going to be one of those that you're either going to be like, yes, I'm digging this, or you're going to be like, nope, this is dumb. It's not for me. Because it feels like that kind of thing. And that's not just you. That's anybody. Like, I think anybody's going to look at this and it's either going to be, yes, this is my cup of tea, or nope, get me the fuck away from it. Because it's not a middle ground kind of show. One review referred to it as Charlie Kaufman-esque.
Okay.
And I know that you dig that, so.
Yes. Yes, I most certainly do. And yes, there was a Resident Alien on last week, so.
Okay. All right, so we'll have two to talk about next week.
Yep. Speaking of multiple episodes, I'll do this one because you're not watching 1883, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we watched the most recent episode. It's a really solid show. I don't think you have to be a fan of
that time period.
Nope. Yellowstone to watch this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's two more episodes. One aired on Sunday, and then this coming Sunday is the final episode. So we only have two episodes left to watch because we didn't watch the most recent one yet. Okay. But yeah, no, you don't have to be a fan of the new Yellowstone or the Yellowstone series to like this. It is a prequel to that series. If you like anything in this time frame, like if you like Deadwood or Hell on Wheels, then you will absolutely love this. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a big fan of this, and I would give it a hard sell. It's very, very good.
Nice. I never watched Deadwood. I feel like there's certain shows out there that I never caught when they were on, and by the time it was just too late. That one, Breaking Bad, like it was, everyone kept talking about them all the time, and then it was just too much to catch up, and I was like, yeah, I probably would like this, but I'll never be able to retake the ground.
Well, if you like angry Timothy Oliphant, then you would like this.
Sure do like angry Timothy Oliphant.
Because Timothy Oliphant in this film, in Deadwood, is just he basically, every line is through gritted teeth. Like, his character is just angry from first episode to last to revival movie that came out a couple of years later.
Nice.
Yeah. So. So speaking of, like, where I was going to before 1883 was, the other show that Kate and I watched, Curse of Oak Island. We're still digging it. This is one of those shows, either you like it or you don't. They got the big can in the ground. They're hauling all kinds of stuff, but they cliffhanger you to next episode when they get down to the era where they think treasure is, quote unquote. So I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever find any real treasure or not, but definitely what they're unveiling is something happened on this island. Something that if you took any other island up and down the East Coast and did the same type of discovery, you would not find what they're finding on this island.
Okay.
Something big happened here. Whether it was someone buried treasure deep in the ground or not, I don't know, but something big and unusual happened on this island. They're finding so many things on this island that you would not, again, you wouldn't find there. And if you checked any other island up and down the East or West Coast or anywhere in the world, practically, you would not find what you're finding here. Like, something happened. Something, a huge, huge project happened here. So.
Interesting.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Does it make you want to watch a fifth season?
I messaged you afterwards. It ended strong for me. Like, I want to see how this resolves. But as I had mentioned to you last week, you know, we'll get into the meat of it here in a minute. But as I mentioned to you last week, and as I mentioned to my buddy John, I really think next season has to be binged. I think that Cobra Kai as a whole is designed more like a movie than it is an episodic thing. You know, it's all one long shot. It takes place over a couple of days, and it really, it's not benefiting us to do it one episode at a time.
I think so. This season, more than any other season, it's definitely something that this season was made to be binged.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was a struggle for both of us, I think, you know, from about episode 2 through 9.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I struggled pretty significantly with this.
So what about you? Did you think that it ended strongly, or are you giving up on it?
I haven't given up on it. All right. So in the last episode, at the end of last season, they decide we need to come together to defeat Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. We need to join forces, Johnny and Danny. You know, we need to Daniel and Johnny. We need to join forces so we can defeat Cobra Kai.
Yep.
Awesome. So first episode, we're joined forces, but we're actually separate. So you didn't actually join forces.
Right.
You just practice in the same area, but separately. You know, like that's my issue with it. And then we spend 10 episodes of will they, won't they? And then finally in the 10th episode, we're now called Miyagi Fang. and of course, like Sam, the least likely one you would expect is going to be the one that, you know, is going to be the leader of this. So she can like combined Miyagi-Do and Eagle Fang to mm-hmm. one style. Like, mm-hmm. okay, whatever. Yeah.
So some of the points that we've hit upon in these last three episodes that brought me back around. So first I'll say, like, the tournament bullshit. I don't care that Carrie Underwood's saying. Who cares? I remember early on they were like, "Ooh, how did they pull off that cameo in Cobra Kai?" And I was like, "Ooh, I can't wait to read about this." Yeah, it was the fucking Carrie Underwood thing, and I don't care. So fucking what? So she came on and sang before the tournament. I don't care. The whole coming into the end of the tournament, and, you know, I'll back up here in a minute, but coming into the end of the tournament and saying that there were going to be two more matches, boys and girls, between Cobra Kai and Miyagi-Do. And if Cobra Kai won even one of them, then they were the champions. So that means that from a storytelling perspective, the first match is automatically going to go to Miyagi-Do. It has to, because otherwise the show ends right there. They'd be like, right. The end, nobody cares. So exactly. To see that it was the boys starting off and it was Hawk versus Robbie, I was like, oh, this is interesting. How are they going to let Hawk beat Robbie? Like, Robbie is a better fighter. But, you know, it was good the way that they did it. But again, I knew. I was like, they have to get to the Sam versus Tori match. So that means that Miyagi-Do has to win so that then it can come down between Sam and Tori.
Right.
And I was correct, you know, because I have a brain. And so that kind of took me out of it a little bit. Watching the boys take their shirts off and flex their muscles, great. Don't fucking care. The fighting was not bad. I did like kind of what you were saying. This whole season has been, you know, oh, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. And the kids are like, you're both right and you're both stupid. So to see them kind of say, like, you know, hey, what was it? Hawk. He's like, he trained at Miyagi-Do longer than I did, so he knows all my defenses. And they're like, yeah, but you trained at Cobra Kai longer, so use your offense against. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, what should I do? Use everything. You know, use everything that you can. And the same thing with Sam. You know, if she's on offense, use defense. If she's on defense, use offense. They all had to come to realize that no one training is perfect, even though they are still going to think it. You know, I didn't see Johnny saying at the end there, you know, yeah, defense can work as well. And seeing what happened with Daniel at the end, it's also like, you know, oh, I've got to find my own way. Mr. Miyagi told me to find my own way, but I'm still going to go back to his way anyway. It's a good metaphor, I guess, for the generation who's absolutely stuck in the mindset that they know best. We've always done it this way. It's always worked this way. You can't change things. This is how it is. You know, you and I deal with that all the time. You and I are kind of on the
It's always been we've always done it that way. Yeah, that doesn't mean it's not incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Between the fact that you and I are of that generation that bridges the gap between the immovable object and the unstoppable force of people who are like, I'm going to change everything. Plus the fact that we both work in state government, we see this kind of shit all the time, like constantly. Yeah. And it's fucking annoying, but I digress.
So a lot happens at the end of this episode, though, you know.
Yes.
Tori wins, like you said, but Terry bribed the referee.
Mm-hmm. And she knows that now.
Yes, she saw that happen. We had seen that Terry beats the crap out of some kid, whatever it is.
Stingray.
Okay, cool. Stingray. But then at the end, Kreese gets arrested for it because Terry frames him.
Yep.
Terry's going to take Cobra Kai and franchise it everywhere. So Terry is now the bigger piece of shit than John Kreese is somehow. Johnny and Robbie reconcile, so that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Miguel's going to Mexico to find his real dad.
Except there's a problem with that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
His real dad doesn't know that he's a dad.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. And then we're bringing Chosen back, apparently.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
I didn't see Chosen coming back. But,
like, when Daniel was talking at the grave of Miyagi and he was like, hey, I need you to help me. I thought that Johnny was going to be there. Nope. Fucking yep. Chosen. Like, well, that's odd.
Well, but Chosen knows Miyagi-Do.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to take down Cobra Kai once and for all. Now, have we determined that season 5? That's not the last season, right? Did they redo a 5 and a 6? Did they not?
Yes, correct.
So what in the hell are they going to do in season 6?
They'll find something.
I mean, bravo to them for keeping for starting this show, having it be kind of absolutely amazing in the first couple seasons.
Uh-huh.
But it is starting to – and maybe if we watch it next year, binge it, because that seems how everyone watches it, then, you know, we'll feel differently about it.
Right. Right. If we just cruise right through it, then maybe we'll be like, yeah, this was actually enjoyable. Because like I said, when it came around at the end there, like a couple episodes back, we saw Stingray come back and it's like, oh, okay, I've forgotten about this guy. And he's in one episode. And at the end, he goes to see Silver, like you said. And he's like, I want to be in Cobra Kai. And he's like, how bad do you want to be it? And he's drunk. You know, Silver's drunk. And he's like, how bad do you want it? And he's like, more than anything. And so Silver kicks the shit out of him and he's like, you're willing to do anything? You want to be in Cobra Kai? Well, we find out that what it was he kicked the shit out of him and said, you will tell them that John Kreese did this. It was kind of like his insurance policy.
Yeah.
The same way the little kid there, the scrawny guy who kept getting beaten up by Daniel's son, finally fights back and goes, Kenny. And Kenny finally goes ape shit on him and, you know, basically was going to kill him. And Robbie breaks it up and he's like, no, I'm not going to deal with this. And Robbie's like, wait, LaRusso is your bully? That changes shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm not putting up with it. And he basically, the kid has gone full dark side at this point. And that caused Robbie to kind of see, oh, wait a minute, maybe they are dark side. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I have a feeling that what's going to happen is the first episode, they're going to resolve everything. The first episode, here's what's going to go down. Miguel's going to find his dad, and his dad's going to be like, oh, no, you. And he's hooked up with some bad guys, and Johnny's going to get involved. And so then they're going to come looking for Johnny, or they're going to come looking for Miguel, or whatever. You know, it's going to be this whole drama that lasts for the whole season. Meanwhile, Sam is going to resist against her dad, and she's going to be mad that Tori's still around. Tori's going to try to do the right thing and go and report that, you know, this guy was cheating, and nobody's going to believe her because she's a street tough. Kreese is going to get out of jail. It's just everything in the first episode is just going to, like, undo all the little drama at the end of this season and set us up for whatever's going to happen in the next season. Like, these stories should continue throughout the season, but they're not going to. I don't think. I think they're just going to, like, boom.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
So that's unfortunate. I will still watch at least the beginning of it. It sounds like you will as well.
Yeah, I'll always give it a try. I mean, again, there's so many, there's a lot of good elements in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of just the nostalgia purpose of it all. So.
Yes.
The only other show that we watched was the finale of Peacemaker that we typically talk about, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I still love the opening credits to this show.
Oh my God, yes.
They're so amazing. However, in this episode, when they played that song as they started their fighting with butterflies, I don't think it fit.
No. I still love the song. Yes. But yeah, I wish they had put something else in there.
It just didn't fit right there.
There's so many different things that they could have done. You know, the soundtrack has always been killer. You're right. Like, I love the song, but it wasn't the right vibe for this. Like, I get what they were doing. They were trying to bookend it. You know, oh, it's the opening song and it's the end song. But.
Yeah, but yeah, I just.
What did you think of the episode aside from the song?
No, I liked it a lot.
This was the finale of season one.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this was the finale. So this had to kind of, essentially, they had to tie up everything that had gone on this season, because a good superhero show like this has the villain, in this case, you know, the butterflies, has the villain come and go in one season. You know, Doctor Who, Doom Patrol, Flash, Arrow. It's, you know, the villain comes and goes. There may still be remnants, but for the most part, that story is told. So they had to tie it all up. They had to finish it all up and make sure that, you know, if there was going to be a season two, it would be new, fresh ground. So do you think that they did that?
Yes, they absolutely tied everything up, I think. You know, Butterfly Goth is still around.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think they did do a good job tying things up. And they've kind of basically left it open to, there was no cliffhanger. So, like, if we don't get another season, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Which we are. They've already confirmed the second season. But correct. Yes.
But basically, there's no cliffhanger. So it's like, if we didn't get another season, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. There was so much in this episode that I fucking loved. From the fact that their plan involved trying to have Dyebeard walk into the place where they were holding the cow and drop off the Sonic Boom helmet. And
oh, that was great.
To pass off as this, to pass off that he was a butterfly, they like, he had to admit that he's been dyeing his beard, because they were like, you know, why does that human do that? You know, what do you mean? Well, obviously he colored his facial hair. You must have memories of that because that's how we work. So what was his reasoning behind this? And he has to like go right into a whole fucking soliloquy about how, you know, he was prematurely graying and he thought it would make him cool, but then he didn't realize and he overdid it. I mean, like, he went full fucking bore on it, and I loved every minute of it. I loved seeing Atawande, like, call her mom and tell her that, you know, you need to send the Justice League. This is bigger than what we're used to. And her mom was just like, nah, fuck you. But then the fucking Justice League shows up and we got one of the coolest cameos of.
Yeah. It was Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and the Flash. And Superman and Wonder Woman stay in the shadows.
Yes. Yeah.
But we actually have Jason Momoa and whatever the fuck the other guy's name is. Can't think of it.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it right now.
Yeah, but we actually have Jason Momoa as Aquaman and the kid playing the Flash as Flash.
Yep.
You know, and so
I want to say Barry Allen, but that's his common name.
Well, Barry Allen's his name on the show, but yeah.
I love how Peacemaker's carrying her out of the wreckage, and he walks past them, and he's like, why don't you go fuck a fish? And he's like, I hate that rumor. And Flash is like, that's a rumor? Or he says, like, that wasn't a rumor. It was fucking perfect, you know, because everybody that's the running joke that they had earlier in the episode was that, you know, Aquaman just fucks fish.
Yep.
I loved the what was it? The human torpedo helmet. And she put it on and fired it off and went right past them and slammed into a wall and gave herself a concussion. But she never took the helmet off. And that's how he stopped the cow, you know. Goff gave that big long speech and basically said, you know, Judo Master came over to our side. Here's why. You're basically, humans are headed down the wrong path. You're headed down the same path we went down. You're destroying your planet. You're destroying everything. So we've decided we're going to help you out by making all the decisions for you. We're taking you over and we're going to make the decisions. And she gives him this whole big impassioned speech.
Help save the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here to help save the planet. And so just turn yourselves over and be with us. And he says, activate human torpedo. Poor Atawande's like, oh no. And fires right up through the cow and then falls out and gets douched in the guts. And it was awesome. It was great.
But if you notice, like, there was only two butterflies left for the most part.
Yes.
There was Goth and the one that had taken over that police captain. He shot that one in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shot a Goth's meat suit in the chest. So the butterfly was still alive.
Yep.
Which we see Goth at the end hanging out with Peacemaker and Eagly.
Yep. Feeds her a little bit.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. He made the choice knowing he wasn't actually killing Goth.
Right.
And even said, sorry, Goth. And then basically he was like, humans need to have make their own decisions.
Like, for as absurd, over-the-top, gross, disgusting, fucked up as this show was, it was also really good, like, character development for Peacemaker himself. Because, you know, in Suicide Squad, he was a joke. I will kill anyone for peace. I'll kill children. I'll kill women. But then over the course of this season, he's changed because he's like, I want peace, but I want it for real. You know, I don't want to just murder people and – he's grown a lot as a person.
There's a pretty huge thing that happens in this episode. So Adebayo and Peacemaker, they make amends, and he's like, don't tell V, but after Eagly, you're my second BFF. Adebayo does a press conference and exposes Project Butterfly, Task Force X, the Suicide Squad, basically, and that Amanda Waller's one that's running the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we get another nice little cameo of Amanda Waller going, what the fuck?
Yeah. And clears Peacemaker or Chris Smith's name.
Yep.
So we can go home. He's still having hallucinations of his dad.
Yep.
I thought the cow was killed a little easy at first. And then I found out, you know, like initially until we got the human torpedo thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like – I liked when Peacemaker killed the officer by driving the thing into his ear, killing the butterfly inside, killing the cop. And then he brings Economist, the outfit, and he's like, why is this all wet? He goes, why is this damp? He's like, I had to wash it off in the creek. Why? And he's like, well, what people don't tell you is that no matter how big you are, when you die, you shit yourself. And he's like – and I didn't think he was like, what? These are diarrhea pants? Hey, no one says it was diarrhea. They just shit themselves. Well, was it diarrhea? Yeah, it was diarrhea.
Oh. Also, at the end, we see Judo Master show up, and he's standing amongst all the wreckage and eating his snacks. And he's just like, huh, well, this sucks. And then just moves on with his life, apparently. You know, he's whose side is he on now? There was something else, though, that.
Who are you talking about?
Judo Master.
Oh, Judo Master, yes. Okay, I thought you were talking about condoms for some reason. Yeah, Judo Master slinging his flaming hot Cheetos, crying.
Yep.
I kept waiting for... So after... Did you expect when Peacemaker picked Hardcore off the ground, did you expect that she was dead before and that Goth was going to, like, get into her face?
Yes.
And take over her body, and that's how that actor was gonna stay on the show? I thought that at first. Yep. And then I thought, oh, the Hardcore's going to get into Judo Master. Yeah. I thought he was going to get into Judo Master, but didn't. And then we see him at the end with just Peacemaker eating stuff. So.
Yep. Yep. And because we got the cameo with Amanda Waller, the actual actress, and Aquaman, Flash, Superman, Wonder Woman, We can assume that this is canon for the DCEU. So now the official DCEU has to acknowledge the fact that Task Force X is out in the open.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's huge.
Which is pretty huge, yeah. Yeah, the Suicide Squad has now been called out.
They've talked about – here's the thing that's hard, though, because – like when DC put out, oh, this is what we have coming out, and they talked about Peacemaker and then the Batman, mm-hmm. and then Flash and Aquaman, Black Adam and Aquaman and everything. But yeah, they've already said the Batman's not canon.
Right.
So who the frick knows what is canon, what isn't canon, what they're going to ignore, what they won't ignore. I mean, if you remember, this Flash from the DC movies appeared on the Flash TV series during their amazing...
Yes.
Crisis Infinite Worlds, you know, mm-hmm. crossover.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, who the frig knows with DC anymore?
It's true. Fun fact, they just announced this week, James Gunn is actually, he announced he's engaged to the actress who plays Harcourt.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, yeah, so that works out.
Yeah.
Was that it for shows?
Yeah, that's really it for shows.
I mean, I knew it was going to be a light week for me anyway because of stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So you watched 7 movies.
It is 8. I was right.
Okay, you watched 8 movies.
Yeah, but not all of them were new. Some of them were old or new to me or whatever. My wife and I, we put away some movies in the hotel. One of them we watched was Good Neighbors. It came out in 2010. It stars Baruchel. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, Jay Baruchel.
Baruchel, okay. I watched it because he's in it. There wasn't a whole lot to choose from at this time. We did watch. We watched more than 3/4 of this movie. I'll just put it at that. Not great. Again, came out in 2010. Yeah. I'm just going to go with not great. Just not great. It's a Canadian film. Not great.
Okay.
Not great. Another movie we watched. We watched The Shawshank Redemption at the hotel.
Wonderful movie. Classic.
When Kate and I, when we go away for the night and it's just the two of us and we're going to stay at a hotel for a night or two, at least one night, maybe both, we try to find like a good movie on, you know, and in the past we've watched like Jaws, Overboard, Breakfast Club, you know, classics that like you don't really need to pay attention to watch. And the mm-hmm. commercial breaks don't really bother you because you've seen them so many times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the thing with Shawshank. So we watched Shawshank. That was excellent. And then when we woke up at, like I told you, the bed sucked and we went to bed at like 10 o'clock and we woke up at like midnight and then we decided to turn the TV on. I turned the TV on, the screen appears and it's the opening of Evil Dead 2. So I was like, nice. Oh, well, guess we're watching this. So we watched all of Evil Dead 2 and then right after that, Army of Darkness started. And we did start Army of Darkness, but then didn't watch the whole thing because I was tired now. And I didn't realize it, but on that day when we were watching Army of Darkness, it was released in theaters on that day in 1993. So the 20th. So that was pretty cool. So I mean, those are three of my movies that I watched.
Nice.
And then I did watch. Another movie that was my cousin Johnny came over on Friday and we watched a new movie together and then we watched a movie he'd never seen before, which is A Town That Dreaded Sundown 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we checked that out. I like the Town That Dreaded Sundown movies. The first one is very unique and really cool. And then the second one is a sequel that they managed to pull off a sequel without it being the way they tie the 1976 version into this version and the way they treat it, it's just so unique and different. It's definitely not a reboot or a remake. It's definitely a sequel, but it's just done in such a unique way than any other thing you've seen. I enjoyed the hell out of it again. So what did you watch? You had some movies, did you?
I had three and they're all in the same vein. We, continued our catch up for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nice.
Okay. So the first one up was Homecoming. You know, the first Spider-Man flick with Tom Holland.
Excellent.
Stellar movie. So much fun. Humorous. Still one of the best. Like, I don't get gotten easily. And it still gets me how, I never saw it coming that Michael Keaton was her dad. Like, I never put those two things together in that movie. So, you know, when he shows up at the door, when Peter shows up at the door to pick her up and he answers the door, I was just as shocked as Peter was. I was like, yeah, holy crap. Yeah. So I still love that. Great movie, though. Great. Everything about it. Like I said, the humor is on point. It really gives us a good version of Peter Parker / Spider-Man, you know, 15-year-old kid struggling. And of course, I say this about all the Marvel movies lately, knowing what I know, you know, watching it now, it there's different things, you know, different feelings, different thoughts, etc. So then right from there, well, we did a day apart each. So from there, we went on to Doctor Strange.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Wonderful movie. Bit of a change of pace. You know, it did have its humorous moments, but this one was much more spiritual, much more dark, somber than Spider-Man was. And understandably so. You know, it's different material, different director, different dealing with different things. The initial, when he first gets to Carmitage and the Ancient One like throws him out of his body and he starts propelling and he's, you know, going through the earth and different dimensions and yada yada, like Julia had to actually turn away a couple of times because I'd forgotten it is visually insane.
Oh, like, very much so.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I can't, that's too much. I'm like, okay, years of playing video games have, you know, desensitized me to that kind of stuff, but still another phenomenal movie and with a great PS. I loved it how at this point the PSs started leading into the other movies. So like the PS at the end of Doctor Strange is him talking to Thor about Loki.
Yep.
So then this afternoon we did Ragnarok.
Oh, I love Ragnarok. What'd you think?
She fucking loved it. As she should.
As she should.
Oh, so fucking good. It's there's so much to love about that movie. You know, we talked about it afterwards. The humor is spot on, but it still has so much seriousness to it. They managed to balance the stories about what was going on with him versus what was going on with Hela and Heimdall and everything that was going on inside of, I want to say Ragnarok, but it's not that. Christ, I just watched it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Asgard. There we go. So they did a phenomenal job. They really did. Loved every minute of it.
Love it when Bruce jumps out of the plane and doesn't become the Hulk and he just slams yes. down on the Rainbow Road.
Yeah, she's like, what the hell is going on? Like, yep, that's the humor of this. I fucking love it. There was so much that was funny. Like, I love laughed our asses off when Hulk and Thor are fighting in the ring and Thor tries to do the, you know, sun's getting real low and Hulk grabs him and starts slamming him down into the ground over and over again. And Loki jumps up and he's like, yes, that's how it feels. Oh, so fucking great. You know, great little throat callback to Avengers. So we're just about caught up. Looking ahead. So before No Way Home, we've got to do Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I told her, you know what I'm talking about. We can watch Ant-Man and the Wasp because chronologically that's the next one. We can't watch the PS until after we watch Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I told her we'll stop the movie. We'll watch Infinity War. Then after Infinity War, we'll go back and watch the PS because it's really kind of necessary for Endgame. You know, it kind of ties in right there. And then so yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Infinity War, Endgame. And then after that, if you look at it chronologically, it's Shang-Chi, or sorry, it's Far From Home, which mm-hmm. we'll have to watch. So we've got four movies there. Then it's Shang-Chi and the Eternals, and then No Way Home, which we're going to skip those two for now because we don't,
need to watch them.
Yeah, we're going to go back and watch them, just like we're going to go back and watch the shows.
But apparently you have an extra day because they pushed back Spider-Man to March 1st.
Okay, good.
That was going to be my news when we talk about news.
Nice. Well, that's interesting. Okay. So, yeah, we're hopefully on track. You know, we might have to watch. Well, let's see. It's the 21st, so a week from tomorrow that comes out. So we've got a week, but there's four movies and you know, schedules and everything. I'm hoping we can have all four of them watched so that the day that comes out, I can boot it up and be like, yeah, and it'll be brand new for me and for her. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. I'm so looking forward to this. Oh, and then I'm really hoping that some of the drive-ins are open in May and can do Doctor Strange because that would be fucking great.
I'm just hoping they play better movies this year than last year.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
That was my one issue, was the drive-ins didn't play a lot of great flicks, in my opinion, this year. Well, they played new movies, or they played like things that were on HBO Max, so like, of course, I already saw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because HBO Max, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it already aired on there for free, so why would I go pay to watch it in the theater.
Yeah. And I'm sure that there are some people out there who are going to be like, yeah, but not everybody has HBO Max. Well,
which is fine, but I do. So,
you're telling me that somebody would rather go spend $15 to go to the movies than spend $15 for a month of HBO Max? That's just silly.
Oh, and you're spending more than $15 to go to the movies, obviously, because
right.
There's more than one person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow, yeah, I because my wife and I were talking about that today, like we only went to the drive-in a couple of times last year and we went and saw old movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't see anything new release, if you will. So that's what we're kind of hoping. The other four movies I watched, two of them were documentaries.
Okay.
One was, it's a part of the, and this one, it's not really a movie, but it's more than, it's an hour and 15 minutes long. But anyways, it's part of the Untold series on Netflix.
Okay.
And this one, and they're all sports related.
Oh, yeah. You've told me about those.
And I've watched a couple of them in the past and enjoyed the hell out of them. This one was Malice in the Palace. And the Malice in the Palace was at the Palace of Auburn Hills, and it was between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons, and it's when a fight broke out between the fans that were left and the Pacers and everything that went along with it and what happened. And yeah, it was actually really, really, really good. So, yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Thanks.
Yeah. And also the investigation that went on to it after the NBA suspensions, and then the police investigation and everything else. So it was very good. It was very good.
Thanks.
The other documentary we watched was called The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, I've got that on my list. I want to check it out. Was it good?
Dude, it was surprisingly outstanding.
Awesome.
It was like extremely well done and like very well edited together. And we enjoyed the hell out of it. Like we just threw it on. Oh, let's check this out. And actually, my wife thought it was a fictional movie, like at first. And then she's like, oh, this is not a movie. I'm like, well, it's a documentary. She's like, oh, okay. But we both kind of got sucked right in. We enjoyed the hell out of it. It's well worth your time.
Oh, good. Yeah. It looked good, and I kept seeing it pop up all the time. So I was like, all right, I got to check this out. And I'm glad to hear that it's worth it.
Yeah, no, definitely worth it. Kate and I, we watched, I threw it on yesterday afternoon. Is it The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard? Is that the title? With Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah. Salma Hayek and everything. Yeah, yep. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Have you seen that? Yeah, I thought you did.
No, I saw The Hitman's Bodyguard, but I never watched the second. Okay.
Well, it's on HBO Max.
Oh, well then yeah. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max. So, you know, it's Ryan Reynolds. He's funny. Samuel L. Jackson says fuck a lot.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek is crazy and very attractive still. So, yeah, you should check it out.
Thanks.
And then the last film I'm going to talk about it very briefly. Just came out on Friday. Johnny came over and we sat down on Netflix and watched The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nice.
So this is a direct sequel to the original film, ignoring all the other movies that have been released.
Okay.
So part one, 1974, I believe, and this is a direct sequel to that movie. And it's not amazing. It's not, okay. Oh my God, this is outstanding. Oh, it's like, oh, I'm so glad. Like, it's not amazing by any means. It's well worth your time. Like, if you're a Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan, it's well worth your time.
Okay.
Well worth checking. I was not disappointed.
Okay.
You know, like, I didn't walk away disappointed. There were a couple of moments I was like, oh, wow. And then there's this, I'll just say it, Leatherface gets his Darth Vader from Rogue One moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where it's just carnage for the sake of carnage. And I'll just say this one thing that Johnny blurted out. Why the hell was he back too? Like, I'll just say that. Because it's just like, oh, come on. You know, but at the same time, it's just like, you know what? I'm good with this.
Okay.
This is what it is. And it was definitely not a 5-star classic film. But I enjoyed the movie for what it was. And it was exactly what I expected. And I was very happy with it. And good. I would watch it again.
Good.
Like, I would watch it again type of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, so that's all my films. It's a big movie week for me, but seeing how I only apparently watch two shows, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, we had finished up a couple of shows, and then, you know, we forgot about Resident Alien, and yeah, so it's believable.
I do want to watch some of the after party. I'm going to try and watch the after party this week. We got the two episodes of Resident Alien to watch this week. So we have stuff to watch.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But we don't have Cobra Kai anymore or Peacemaker.
Nope. Nope. Not at all.
So that's helpful. I won't say it's good, but it's helpful because I'll miss Peacemaker. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did as well.
I actually looked it up because I wanted to remember what the line was, but it's Ezra Miller, by the way. That's who plays Barry Allen.
Yeah, Ezra Miller. There we go.
It's so Peacemaker basically carries him out, and he walks past him, and he's like, "You're late, you fucking dickheads." And then he looks at Aquaman specifically and says, "Go fuck another fish, asshole." And then Aquaman actually drops an F-bomb.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm so fucking sick of that rumor." And then Barry looks at him and goes, "It's not a rumor." He's like, "Fuck you, Barry." Oh, I love that they did that. So tits. Yeah. So also, we didn't really have a lot in the way of trailers and news, did we?
Not really. I mean, let's
see. You sent me a bevy of trailers.
I sent you, but none of them were great.
No.
You know, let's see here.
Last Looks with Mel Gibson. I think that's
John Bernthal. John Bernthal, new MCU Punisher series going to Hulu, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Last Looks with Mel Gibson, Charlie Hunnam, Marina Baccarin. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's got a cast.
Correct.
It's got actors and actresses.
It is a film.
They're calling it an American British mystery thriller film.
Mm.
It's based on a crime novel of the same name. The film introduces a new hero and disgraced former LAPD detective Charlie Waldo, currently living the life of a minimalist in the woods. His quiet life comes to a starting halt when he is roped back into working as a private eye to investigate the murder of an eccentric TV star's wife. And Mel Gibson plays the eccentric TV star.
Mm-hmm.
So came out February 4th, apparently.
Yeah. Nothing about it really intrigued me enough to want to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, so... All Elite Wrestling, AEW, was in Nashville, Tennessee. And two things. One, Melissa Joan Hart was in the audience. They showed her, and she posted a shit ton of pictures of her, like, backstage with all these different wrestlers that wanted their picture taken with, you know, Clarissa. And I don't blame them. I would, too. But also, was it Martin Cove, who plays John Kreese on Cobra Kai, was there?
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually worked into an angle where, like, Britt Baker was cutting a promo in the back about taking care of business, and she's got her sensei here, and she's got a Cobra Kai shirt on, and John Kreese walks into frame, and he tells her, you know, show her no mercy, and then finish her. And then later on, he's out at ringside watching the matches, and she goes down and consorts with him, and he points his finisher. Like, it was just funny. He was playing his role in the show. I just thought it was good.
Yeah, I like it.
The Contractor, what'd you think of that?
Honestly, when you first sent that to me, I looked at it and I thought that that was Jean-Claude Van Damme in the freeze frame.
Doesn't it look like him?
It but does. It's
fine. Yeah. Yep.
Not bad. Looks pretty good.
James Harper, who was involuntarily discharged from the U.S. Special Forces, joins a private contracting organization along with his best friend. And under the command of a fellow veteran, in order to support his family, overseas on a covert mission, Harper must evade. Harper must evade those trying to kill him while making his way back home. Because, you know, of course, obviously, they're not on the up and up.
Right. Naturally.
So it's like a born like action featuring like from like say John Wick or Bourne, one of the Bourne movies type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of No Exit? That comes on Hulu here in a couple days. This week.
Again, it looked okay. It was nothing that really blew my skirt up. Like, and that's obviously you didn't make the trailers, but just like there was nothing that really came out this week, trailer wise or even news wise, that was like, ooh, this is great.
Yep. Yeah, no, in this one, I'll read the premise. A college student on her way home from visiting her mother gets stuck with a group of people at a mountain rest stop during a blizzard. Things take a turn for the worse when the young woman discovers a kidnapped child in a car belonging to one of the people inside. And, of course, no one knows who kidnapped the child. So it's a whodunit mystery type of thing. And I'm sure people are killed and whatnot.
I mean, I might check it out if I had time. You know, if I was like, ooh, I added that to my list and, you know, I've got a little bit of extra time. But right now I just, holy crap.
That was all I had for trailers. A couple other things I sent you. The Kingsman is on Hulu and HBO Max right now.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's on two different streaming services at once for a new movie, which is funny. And also, I think next week, Saturday or whatever, Freeman, the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Free Guy.
Free Guy is going to be on HBO Max and Disney Plus.
See, that's just weird that it's on Disney Plus and HBO Max.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Looks like a fourth Star Trek film is going to happen with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto and the rest of the cast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Stranger Things season 4. Apparently season 5 will be the last season, so they have a story arc that they want to portray. Season 4 is going to be released in two separate batches, in May and in July.
Mm-hmm.
And each episode is going to be twice as long as all the previous episodes were.
Right.
I almost want to try to rewatch Stranger Things, the first three seasons.
Yeah.
Before this season 4 comes out, quite frankly.
That's rather ambitious.
Yeah, it really is. I think the episodes are 40? Are they? They're like 50. I mean, they're longer than normal as it is it not?
Yeah, no, they're not half hour episodes.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they were like an hour each.
42 to 50 minutes a piece type of thing.
Yeah. And now to say that they're going to be even longer.
They're all going to be twice as long.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, because it's been a while. You know, it's been a while since each one of these episodes was on. And you forget about things. You know, 2016, this show premiered. So it's been 5 years since the first season. We've watched a lot of stuff in between now and then.
Yeah, we have watched a ton of stuff, which is almost like kind of why I want to rewatch it.
Yeah, because you don't remember it. You know, it used to be, I think we've talked about it, you know, it used to be back in the day, there were like three or four shows that you watched, period. Yeah. And so you remembered every detail of every show. And nowadays, it's like, oh, depending on what month it is, I've got 20 different shows that I'm watching, or 5 shows, or 2, or 36.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It really is hard. Yeah, each episode is on average 50 minutes long, like, because I'm looking at first season, and they're like 42 to 55 minutes.
Yep, I believe it.
And season 2, same thing. No, yeah, 46 to an hour and 2 minutes. And then season 3, 49. To 55 minutes, and then the season three finale was an hour and 17. So if you're looking at each episode's basically a movie.
Yeah.
Each episode is basically a movie. And also they have been working on them for 2 years.
These kids are all gonna look like adults at this point.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. And season 5 is going to be the last season, so maybe season 5 they're going to advance them age-wise somehow.
Right, it'll be like It Chapter 2.
2 years later! 3 years later! But realistically, it's been 3 years since the last season came out.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 years since the first season. So, I mean, I know when they filmed this in 20... Like, they filmed this in 20... They filmed this 2 years ago. It was supposed to be released in 2020. So, I mean, like, the kids were younger when it was when this season was filmed. So even though it's been 6 years, it was only 4 years from that first season. So, like, they're age appropriate probably. But when they film this next season, they're all going to be 6, 7 years older than they were when they started filming it. Mm-hmm. They started this show, so like, I don't know. Whatever, we'll see what happens, I guess. You got any news and whatnot?
Not really. You know that show that we didn't like, Another Life, the one that Katie Sackhoff was in on Netflix, and we really wanted to like it.
And they got a second season.
Yeah, apparently it was canceled, so.
Oh, no. Yep. That's too bad.
Yep. And I told you about James Gunn being engaged, and yeah. No, I didn't really have a lot of news or trailers this week. Like I said, nothing really came across. Of course, I've been busy as crap, so yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. I get it. So
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, I guess in that case, that's the show. That's episode 301. You can find me on Twitter. I'm Superstar Mel.
I'm the Quantum Geek, G33K.
That's our show.
Later.